This is the Accounting Influencers Podcast
with Rob Brown and Martin Bissett.
And a big shout out to one of our special podcast partners, Dext.com. They wear Receipt Bank. They've been through a great rebound. There's a lot of great stuff going on there, Martin, isn't there, at Dext?
You know what, Rob? I always speak to accounting firms about having a strong, clearly articulated value proposition really early on in their messaging. You know, as soon as you see that firm, it tells you something. When I go to Dext.com, that's D-E-X-T.com, it says right in front of me, we make accountants and bookkeepers and the businesses you advise more productive, profitable, and powerful with better data and insights. Those three alliterative P's there, productive, profitable, and powerful. What a great, clear value proposition. So, as accounting practitioners listening to this, if you're looking to make your firm more productive, profitable, and powerful, not just for you, but for the businesses you advise, go to Dext.com, that's D-E-X-T.com, and start a free trial or book a demo.
Love that. Dext gives you more time and better data to advise on your clients' businesses. So your accountants, get over to Dext.com. Thank you. So on the podcast, Martin, we usually have a gossip section, a news section, a here's what's hot and what's not. And this is where you cast your eye over the profession globally and see what topics are really hitting the mark. So what's caught your eye this week?
Here's one that will have escaped the headlines. We're aware, guys, when we record for you, we're aware that we're in 140 countries, and we're aware that our top three markets are the United Kingdom, the United States, and Australia in that order. So we know that we are bringing you sometimes news that is not necessarily happening where you are. The point of bringing you this is because it may well be about to happen where you are, or worse, already have happened and you didn't see it. So APPG, that stands for All Party Parliamentary Group on Accounting for Growth. So let's pause there immediately before we can even finish the headline.
Hang on, that sounds really grand.
Before we even finish the headline, there is an all-party parliamentary group that meets together to look at accounting for growth. That's just the starting point. That APPG launches a call for evidence into boosting financial and professional skills in the UK. Now, why on earth might I have chosen this one? Well, guys, something you may not know about me is that I'm an ambassador for a charity known as Young Money, which has a very famous gentleman called Martin Lewis as its main patron. We have looked for a long time as to how we can affect legislation and the national curriculum here in schools to bring financial education to the young, because in our APPG, it was reported that if you want someone to be financially literate, business owner, homeowner, or any owner, in their 30s, you have to start teaching them, Rob, guess at what age?
As a former school teacher, Martin, I'm hopefully going to say school age.
9, if you want them to be financially literate.
We talked a couple of weeks ago, Martin, on the show about the insolvency tsunami. Do you remember that one? And the opportunities for accountants. But we talked about the need for financial literacy, financial coherency, and that needs to be done at university level, but well before that as well, and for business owners.
So there's an all-party parliamentary group. So if you're listening in America, that would be Democrats, for example, and Republicans, and Independents, and Liberals, and any other party that you happen to have, getting together to create an outcome, to create a finding or a conclusion.
Over a bit like COP26, this is all everybody getting together on a topic that unites them.
In this case, political parties in the UK, Labour, Tory, and so on, Liberal, and so on. So here's the news item. The inquiry is set to explore how access can be improved to the financial and professional services so it can make full use of the UK's talent base. What are we always complaining about in accountancy? The lack of talent, the recruitment difficulties. The UK government apprenticeships, lifetime skills guarantee, and the help to grow schemes will be used to help the inquiry understand how they can be adapted to better meet the needs of the sector and the wider UK economy. Put that into English for me, will you, Martin? Certainly will. Here we go. Basically, there is finally a proactive effort to get the opportunity to become an accountant, the opportunity to understand finance, the opportunity to go into financial services and other finance-related industries to everybody in the United Kingdom, rather than perhaps those of a certain social class, those of a certain economic standing, those of a certain school grade. And we're looking at taking it much wider. And what interests me about this is that although APPGs don't generally report for a couple of years after their formation, nevertheless, they are accountable to report. They do have to report. And I'm excited by anything that brings this subject into focus. Because imagine this, Rob. Imagine we're in a situation now where we talk in the accounting profession about being spoilt for choice on talent. Imagine what that would do to firms' marketing departments, to firms' business development departments, to firms' tax departments, to firms' succession hopes, to the labor market in terms of competing for talent. Imagine what that would do. That would change what we know in the profession completely from a, we just can't find the people, you know, which is what we normally hear, through to, well, we've got too many people. There's too much choice. We're not now choosing from the only three who applied. We're now wondering if we can employ any more than three because there's so much to choose from. We can use all this quality in the firm.
What are the implications for accountants and accounting firms listening to this? Because we're given the news that's going to be rolling out over the next few months and even years.
That's right. Well, guess who's behind this? It's SEMA.
For those of you that don't know, that's the Chartered Institute of Management Accountants here in the UK.
It is. And Andrew Harding, Chief Executive, is quoted as saying, to be successful in the post-Brexit COVID world, we must develop a culture of learning and innovation and embrace change or risk being left behind. How many times have we heard that? Finance professionals need to focus on driving business performance and productivity. Let me translate for you again, guys. Finance professionals,
accountants,
need to focus on driving business performance,
advisory,
and productivity,
outcomes.
Okay, we welcome this inquiry, says Andrew, and we look forward to supporting the process and the outcomes across both the financial and professional services sector. It is a push in the right direction, guys. Is it the answer? We don't know. Will it happen quickly? This is the UK, probably not. But nevertheless, it is the first sign we've seen of government and industry and the regulatory bodies working together to try and bring about a end to the talent shortage and a beginning to advisory being the standard thing that accountants do, as opposed to the extra add-on thing that accountants do.
It sounds amazing. And just to clarify, SEMA are an organisation predominantly for accountants in industry, accountants in business, rather than accountants in private practice. But this whole idea of holding accountants accountable, if you like, for adding more value to the business, knowing the stories behind the numbers, that is definitely going to enhance the labour pool in accounting and finance.
These things, through experience, normally take a good 5 years or more to take hold. So we're bringing you it first. You heard it first here. But nevertheless, these are the early signs we look for to try and gauge, you know, the future of the profession. How many future of the profession talks have you heard in your career? Well, this is where it starts. So who knows what's going to happen, but as a news item to bring about a major improvement in the profession, this is the one that is really worth reporting on this week.
That's fantastic. Thank you, Martin. And we look forward to an update on that once we know how that rolls out over the next few months.
This is the Accounting Influencers Podcast
with Rob Brown and Martin Bissett.
Hey, Rob, quick history lesson for you. Did you know that the first tax records were found etched on ancient clay tablets?
Yeah, I'd not realised how old you are, Martin. And clay tablets are great, though, but they're not exactly compatible with the latest digital tax innovations like making tax digital, are they?
No, they're not. People weren't thinking future-proofing back then. But for our listeners, you know, if they're moving clients from similar old-school methods to digital records, there is a famously friendly accounting software solution for the UK's smallest businesses.
It's funny you should mention that. I was a judge at the recent Digital Accountancy Forum Awards, and that was a collection, Martin, of the great and the good in the accounting world, all the top networks, associations, alliances, some of the biggest vendors there. They were big on awards as well, and it just made me think Free Agent is who you're talking about, isn't it? And they've won a lot of awards for their integrations and platforms about being really easy to use. Clients can use it on mobile or tablet.
And not just the clay kind. Rob, where do accountants and bookkeepers go who really want to accelerate their clients' journey to the cloud? What would you recommend they do?
I'd recommend they go and get a free trial at freeagent.com/tablet, because once you get into this, you experience it, you see how easy it is to use, you'll probably be a client for life.